This is Friday, Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Bah humbug indeed. You do not know the weight and length of strong chain you bear yourself. It was as full and long as this 7 Christmas Eves ago, and you have labored on it since. It is a ponderous chain. I might be talking to Kyle.
The Dickens, you say.
The Dickens, I do. If any of you like Scrooge, would like to blame me for today's indigestion, just let me warn you, it's the first of many such meals. Even though Thanksgiving is still days away, and Black Friday is a whole week away, Christmas starts this weekend.
Because lights are being turned on at different places.
They are. Saturday features the initial lightings of both the Fayetteville Square's Lights of the Ozarks and the Bentonville Square's Winter Wonderland. The Lights of the Ozarks in Fayetteville get started at 6 o'clock Saturday with the Over the Hill We Glow Parade. And Santa Claus arrives and turns on the lights, and he'll be available for pictures. And then next weekend, it all starts again with the 14th annual Christmas Parade of the Ozarks at 6 o'clock on November 27th in Springdale, and the Rogers Historical Museum's annual open house from 12:30 to 4 on November 28th. The theme at the Hawkins House this year is Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Twist the night
before? Twas.
Okay. Twas. Okay. I was thinking Chubby Checker as Santa.
I'm going to quit doing this show with you because you're just odd. Oh, and Santa is, of course, everywhere, arriving at the Northwest Arkansas Mall in Fayetteville at 7 tonight and at Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers at 10 tomorrow, and available with his wife for breakfast at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale on December 4th. There will be seatings every 45 minutes from 8 a.m. to 10:15 a.m., and you can call 751-5441 for tickets. And the first of the annual plethora of nutcrackers. What do nutcrackers move in? A nest of nutcrackers?
What's
a
ninja? The collective noun? Yeah. I would say a walnut of nutcrackers.
Well, there's a whole walnut of nutcrackers this year, but the first of them is Tuesday at the Alma Performing Arts Center, the Great Russian Nutcracker, featuring a cast of, you guessed it, Russian dancers. 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, one night only, and tickets are $20 to $30. There are also Nutcrackers December 4th and 5th in Bentonville and Rogers, and December 11th in Fort Smith. So you can check your What's Up today and every Friday until Christmas for all the seasonal updates you could ever want.
And if I ever think to myself I work too much, I'm just going to think about Santa Claus.
Yeah, and how does he get to all those places?
I don't know.
But if you're not into chubby guys in red suits or mice with crowns, here's something completely different. The Arkansas Anime Festival is back in Bentonville this weekend with vampires, werewolves, costumers, makeup artists, voice actors, and fencers.
That is something different.
Isn't it, though?
Yes, yes.
I'd love to go to this. I have not been. They had one in Bentonville in the spring. It's put together by the folks that own Realms Anime in Fayetteville. And the darker side of the festival this time will be shepherded by a guy named James Horton, who owns Mad Hatter Games Presents. And he's doing a live-action role-playing game based on a world that you can play in online or in chat rooms or live, and you can make your character and take it back into the online version with you. There will be lots of people in capes and high collars.
Gotcha.
And the convention starts at 10 on Saturday and 10 on Sunday. It's at the Clarion Hotel in Bentonville. You can get in for the whole weekend for $35 or pay $25 for just Saturday or $20 for just Sunday. And you can find out more by Googling Arkansas Anime Festival.
So there will be people from all over the state.
Oh, more than the state.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The folks who, there's a whole room for tabletop gamers. There's a whole room for people who sell the accoutrement for dressing up for this.
Okay.
And now we have the Reader's Digest condensed 411 Twitter version.
Here we go.
Today, 5 to 9 tonight at Mount Sequoia Parker Hall, the Boston Mountain Potters Association is having their holiday pottery sale.
Right.
It continues tomorrow from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 10 to 4. Getting in is free. Getting out is up to you. This is the weekend for all of the events at the Lyric Theater in Harrison featuring Jeff Koturba.
Cartoonist for the Omaha newspaper.
Yes. His gallery show ends tomorrow. Tonight, there's a reception for him and a lecture at 7. And tomorrow night, his band, the Prairie Cats, plays their unique band of swing jazz music at 7, all at the Lyric Theater. Had a great interview with this guy. Go meet him.
Maybe the Prairie Cats will play Twist the night before Christmas.
It's possible.
I mean, I don't even know if that's a song, but it should be.
It should be, yes. Now. This weekend is also the Arts Life Theater production of Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks with their new facility are going to keep our arts sections full all by themselves.
Although this is not at their new facility. It's at the UARC Bowl.
Correct. It's 7 o'clock ballroom. Tonight, 2 and 7 on Saturday, and 2 on Sunday. Tickets are $8 to $12. This is the weekend for Spamalot.
Yes, it is.
At the Walton Arts Center. 8 o'clock today, 2 and 8 o'clock tomorrow. That's it.
Yeah. Three chances.
And tickets start at $59. And it's the second weekend of 20th Century.
At Fort Smith Little Theater.
A play set on a streamliner train in the beautiful 1930s. Sounds lovely. And you can find out, tickets are $10. You can find out more at 783-2966. Now, tomorrow,
Saturday,
is the holiday market at the Fayetteville Farmers Market on the square.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 7 a.m.
And this,
you will not see me there at 7 a.m., but you can go.
And this wraps it up for the farmers market this
year. It's the Fall Antique Show and Sale in Eureka Springs at the end of the Ozarks Convention Center. Hours are 10 to 6 Saturday and 10 to 4 Sunday. Tomorrow is a slideshow, one of many this fall, with photographer Tim Ernst.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's is at 2 at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. He is promoting his new book, Arkansas Autumn. And tomorrow night, the Barbara Mashburn Singers will perform at 7 o'clock at Rogers Little Theater, fundraiser for the foundation that in turn provides scholarships to music and drama and art students at the university. The show is called Swing to Sing, and I'm promised it's going to feel just like a swinging jazz-era nightclub.
Should be a lot of fun.
Should be, and tickets are $20.
All right, and you'll be back on the Sunday program.
I will.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.